Tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge, Century Circus, live on stage, Moby and Digital Boy and Young American Primitive. And joining us in the studio right now is the one and only Digital Boy himself, Luca, along with his MC, Ronnie Money, and Joe as well, Joe, who I assume is singing with the Digital Boy tour these days. So how's it going, Luca?
Good.
Welcome back to Dallas, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been, what, about a year?
Yeah.
Has a lot happened to the Digital Boy thing in a year?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ronnie, what's been going on over in Italy these days, man?
A little bit of everything. I'll let Luca say a little bit about what's going on.
Go ahead, Luca. Tell me what's up.
Ma diciamo che dopo gli Stati Uniti è iniziato il lavoro dell'LP nuovo.
After we were here in the States the last time, when we got back to Italy, Luca started working on his new LP.
Che uscirà a settembre.
We should be coming out in Italy in September.
E diciamo nel progetto nuovo c'è stata la novità di Joe Smith che è la prima voce femminile che introduco dentro il progetto.
The new digital project brought on Joe Smith, which is here with us today.
E credo che questo nuovo LP sarà una grande evoluzione rispetto a Futuristic.
And he believes that the new LP that he's doing, that he got blah blah blah, the new LP that he just put out. It's going to be a big evolution from Futuristic, which was the last LP.
The last one. So musically, his style is changing a little bit from the last album.
Io questo direi che la filosofia mia è sempre stata quella di fare una situazione live dal vivo e anche musicalmente distinto. Questo disco è ancora più live con meno campionamenti e musica più istintiva.
He likes the live setup a lot. So what he's trying to go more towards live. That's why he wants the sample less voices. That's why Joe does the vocals, the female voice vocals, and that's what he's trying to attain. He wants to go more on the live scene that you've seen our shows.
Right.
You know what it's like.
Okay. That was the thing last year that I think really impressed everybody here in Dallas was the fact that Luca Digital Boy was one of the few techno shows that was all live.
Yeah. Diciamo che quello che voglio dimostrare che questo tipo di sound, chiamato techno, si può rappresentare live come può essere rock o rap o altri generi.
He says that he wants to show that techno can be done live just like any other type of music. And that's what he wants to represent with this sound. He wants to put an artistic quality to it.
Fantastic. Are we going to see an American, like a domestic label, releasing the new album, or is it just going to be an import only?
Diciamo che c'è un lavoro in corso, ci sono molte proposte, che però sino al dopo il seminar non posso dire niente perché non ho ancora confermato niente.
Yeah, there's a lot of proposals, and let's just say that until after the seminar when we have something down and we put the little signature on the big form, then we don't want to say anything.
Okay, so next week's the key week for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
La prossima settimana è quella settimana principale.
Yeah.
In New York.
I noticed that you've done some remix work on the Nuke, the Nana.
Yeah.
And that's about all I've seen. So you've kind of kept yourself locked away in the studio for about a year, and you're just going to bombard us with all new tracks. What else have you done besides the remix work for the Nuke in the last year?
Lui ha detto, lui ha sentito il cosa del Nuke. Sì. Cioè, okay. Cosa altro lavoro ha fatto in questo ultimo anno come dischi?
Sì. Io, a parte Digital Boy.
Sì.
Diciamo che cosa ho voluto fare quest'anno, più dell'anno scorso, una certa selezione, perché ho avuto proposte, remix, cose, ho cercato di fare meno cose possibili e quello che mi piaceva fare. Principalmente c'è stata la produzione del tuo disco e poi per tutto il resto ho voluto concentrare, fare molti pezzi per l'album nuovo per avere una maggiore scelta poi quando dovrà uscire.
Yeah, well, when he says that it went down a little bit like this, that he wanted to be more selective on what he was doing and he wanted to do music that he liked to do and not really work for bargain basement things, like things that he didn't like and get with. So we did two productions because he produces the Ronnie Money tracks too, and we did two productions that we put out in Europe, and then he did a lot of tracks for the crossover LP.
So wait, the album is also going to be called Crossover as well as the single?
Si chiama Crossover.
L'album si chiama anche Crossover.
Yeah.
Sì. Diciamo che il progetto che in anteprima forse in nessuna radio del mondo è stato detto che uscirò con due dischi insieme. Uno è Crossover e l'altro titolo non si sa presente ancora quanto è nuovo. E uno è un progetto diciamo artistico così e l'altro è un progetto totalmente sperimentale.
Well, like you're getting the first word, Jeff. Like he didn't really tell anybody. But like what he did is he did the Crossover LP, and then he's doing a second LP that he's going to come out with right after it, which is going to be Crossover is more of the sound that we hear today, and then the second LP is going to be all experimental music and probably going to be a little rougher.
Well, speaking of experimental, Luca, what is the scene like from an Italian perspective or the European perspective these days? Because we see so many different things going on. Now, people say the Rotterdam 190 BPM thing is really big now. Other folks say, no, it's back to the ambient thing. What is going on in Italy and Europe these days, techno-wise?
Okay. Secondo me cosa è successo quest'anno, che sino a qualche anno fa, un paio di anni fa, il sound, la techno che andava nel mondo più o meno era quella. Mi sto accorgendo che ogni paese adesso si è creato veramente un trend e le charts che sono qui negli Stati Uniti, quello che ho visto, non corrisponde assolutamente a quella italiana, che neanche corrisponde a quella olandese, neanche a quella...
What he's saying is like each individual place is doing their own characteristics. So like he says even when he looks at the charts on what's going on in the States compared to what's going on in the Europe, it's different. And then even if you break Europe down, each place has like their own sound that they're following. So like the Rotterdam you're talking about, the 190 is good for Rotterdam, and then Italy has a different sound, and England has a different sound, and Germany has a different sound.
Addirittura anche in Italia stesso si divide, a Roma c'è un tipo di sound, a Milano un altro, c'è proprio un...
Even in Italy he says that between North and South Italy they got a different sound. Central Italy from North Italy, they just go after different type of tracks. So everybody's like putting their own characteristics to the music. So
what do you see this doing though to the unity and positivity aspect of the music itself? Because what it seems to be doing is it seems to be breaking off into its own factions now, and everybody's got their own little sound, and it seems like the parties are going to keep getting smaller and smaller in the individual towns as the music gets more individualized.
Yeah, straight up. Lui dice, cosa credi che succede con questa situazione in quale ognuno fa questo suo suono, e dopo la festa diventa sempre più piccola, cioè perché sono sempre meno gente, perché uno vuole sentire 190 battute, l'altro 130. Mm-hmm.
Io credo che la svolta che ci deve essere adesso è una svolta artistica. Cioè io credo che tra tutte queste cose che stanno succedendo devono uscire un numero di artisti che rappresentano la techno e diventano uno standard, cioè diventano gli artisti che creano una tendenza. E quindi meno produzione da studio e più produzione artistica.
He says the trend should go to people, there's gotta be somebody that steps forward and does it artistically, that those people, those few individuals will be followed by many aspects of those groups. So like maybe even the 190, the people that like 190 and the people that like 140 beats and all the different variations, they'll pick out an artist that they like that more than one group can follow, and that'll be the tendency to follow. That's the only way that you'll keep that unity that you're talking about.
Right. Fantastic. Let's talk about the show tomorrow night and give people reasons why they, if they haven't already decided to come see. Now, the people who saw him last year, I know those people are going to be out again tomorrow. But what can we expect from the Digital Boy live show tomorrow night that was different from last year?
Mm. It's all different.
Molto differente.
It's all different.
Dico così che il live è assolutamente in sincronismo con i dischi. C'è evoluzione nei dischi, evoluzione in live, evoluzione in tutto. È passato un anno, c'è stato tanti tour, tante serate che hanno fatto crescere questo spettacolo.
It's going to be a complete evolution from what you've seen last year. Like he's saying, like he put a lot of effort into what his LP was like, and he did a lot of tracks. And then the show, we also built it up to put forth a different dimension. We want to put that live, we want to put a little bit of visual into it, not only audio, and that's another reason why there's Joe. And it's going to be fat.
La cosa importante che voglio dire, se c'è una differenza posso anticipare, che lo show non è più è c'è il grafico che fa così, perché passiamo da situazioni diverse di musica e di immagine continuamente in evoluzione molto diversa.
He says the show isn't going to be flatline. I mean, it's going to go from parts that are really really intense to other parts that are really emotional, and it's going to be fat. It's going to be real different.
And Joe brings the kind of harmonic, humanistic element, the soul aspect to it. Where you're like straight up with the hardcore, you know, with the way, because you get the crowd hype. I remember from last year. But or let Joe explain exactly what it is that she does. Or what we can expect from her tomorrow night.
Hi. What am I doing? Well, I'm doing the trance part of Digital Boy's music. So the show starts off with what you know Digital Boy is, and then I come in with a softer side to it. He's worked very hard with the voice. It mixes very well. It's a very with the sounds. It blends in very well.
How long have you been traveling with Digital Boy? How long have you been part of the Digital Boy experience?
Okay. Sto dicendo quanto tempo stiamo lavorando insieme.
Yeah. We worked on the album from I met him in October, and we've been working on the album since January.
Wow.
So.
And you're from the UK, right?
Yeah, that's right. But I live in Italy.
You live in Italy?
Yeah.
So you speak Italian?
Yeah.
Okay, so I get the impression that it's a prerequisite. If you want to travel and hang with Luca, you got to speak Italian.
No, he's doing okay with his English. He's doing okay. We keep on at him, I mean.
Well, don't make him think that I'm saying bad things about him. I'm totally positive. They're squaring it up with him right now. Ask Luca if he's ever hurled on a tilt-a-whirl.
I thought that was something American.
No, it's tomorrow. The quote-unquote rave or whatever is gonna have a circus theme to it, and there's gonna be a ride there called a tilt-a-whirl. And it wings you around very fast, and the whole thing is hurl, you know, like throw up, hurl on the tilt-a-whirl. So ask him if he's ever hurled on a tilt-a-whirl. Somehow I think the answer is going to be no.
No, no.
I might have a go. I might try.
You're going to try?
I might try. I want to see it first.
I'm going to be in the dunking booth, so feel free to come by and dunk me. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and give away some tickets to the Century Circus tomorrow night. Is that okay? 5 pair of tickets to go see you tomorrow night. First 5 callers at 751-094.5 will get the tickets. And I tell you what, let's go out with the new single from the album. And I picked the Luca overmix. Is that okay?
Okay, okay.
All right. Anything in particular? Ask him if there's anything in particular about that mix. That, what does Luca over mean?
Okay. Vuol dire questo Luca over?
Allora, diciamo che crossover è proprio, già il nome lo dice cos'è. Questo, il singolo è stato scelto tra me e la mia casa discografica. Luca Overmix è la versione che ho fatto il giorno prima di andare a fare il transfer. Volevo fare una versione e come sotto distinto è uscita questa.
Well, like everybody knows what crossover means.
Right.
The Luca Overmix is the one. The single was selected between him and his record company, and then the day before he went and did the transfer, he made this other mix, and that's why he called it the Luca Overmix, because he did it just instinct, the thing that he liked, and he went with that.
Well, tell him this one is slamming like 10 times harder than the one on the other side, so that's why we're gonna play that.
Lui dice che quello qua è molto più forte dell'altra.
In Italy,
it's vice versa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just speaking on my personal preference here.
Sono contento perché questa è la versione che io forse preferisco.
He says, but he's happy that you think that, because that's the version that he likes the best.
Okay. Well, here we go. I got to get to the phones and get winners, guys. Thanks for stopping by. I can't wait to see the show tomorrow night, Joe. It's going to be a pleasure to see you as well. And Ronnie, when should we expect your single out? Or when any new material from you coming in the States?
I don't know.
It's all up to New York.
It's all up to New York. There you go. You got it.
Luca?
Thank you.
What did I learn? I learned something this week. I learned something in Italian and I forgot. It just went right out of my head.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Arrivederci.
Hello. Arrivederci. Goodbye.
Arrivederci.
All right. Tell him to introduce crossover in Italian. Okay. And tell him to wrap it up with 94.5 The Edge.
Dire 94.5 The Edge e fare una traduzione di Tudiscola.
Allora, agli amici d'ascolto qui a Dallas, 99.5. Mi raccomando, domani carichi in discoteca con me, Digital Boy, Ronnie e Joe Smith. Questo è Crossover.
We're on it.
94.5 KDGE, The Edge, with the sounds of Digital Boy. His latest single, Crossover. It's the title track from the new LP. And you can catch Digital Boy tomorrow night at Century Circus at the Lizard Lounge.